Al Hagner.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Al.
Yes, Mr. President.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, did you call me?
No, I didn't, sir.
No, I wasn't calling you.
Oh, okay, sir. Everything here is...
No, I tell you what had happened. I had called, I'm sorry. Somebody said, I had called Ron and just got a little rundown. He told me that about 4, I'd ask him what time they wanted to check with me about 9 in the morning. He said about 4 o'clock, you'd know about, perhaps that you'd give me a call around 4 o'clock.
Right.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. How's everything? How are you feeling? Did you get a good night's rest?
Oh, yeah. We're in good shape. I talked to John Connolly. He's down in Jamaica.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Right, so,
did you hold his hand?
Oh, yes. He's all right. He's fine.
Is he really?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Good shape.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I had a little talk this morning with Bob Finch, who's needed a little shoring, and he's all right.
He what, need a little shoring?
Yeah, he did. He's all right, though.
Well, if you have to shore him, my goodness.
Yeah, well, no, mostly from just uncertainty and how he should be conducting himself.
Sure. He's a good fellow. Gosh, Ral, I just hate to have you have to do all these darn things like this, but...
No, this isn't good.
It's all right. But it's a good battle, and I rather think that we've begun to get sort of a plan on it now.
Yes, I do, too, and that's...
Gave us all a little lift to go to Norfolk, I thought.
Boy, that turned out great. God damn, it was great on the television. The
was it really?
Yeah, you were as effective as I've ever seen you in a speech, really excellent.
Good.
And, you know, the way the shots were, it was just an absolutely solid
achievement. Ron said that as far as the papers were concerned, the Watergate stuff just dribbles on, but nothing of any major significance.
No, nothing of any major significance. We know what the big thing is, and that's the Symington thing.
Yeah.
And that's... We get that thing blocked, and we're
You mean assuming we can hit it Tuesday?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's Al, I was just thinking this morning that it's rather ironic. You know, if it weren't for what Wallers had in his men cons about Dean, the Symington thing wouldn't pose any particular problem to us.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's the follow up.
It's the follow up.
Because it looks as if that Dean's stuff said that this was all part of a hell of a plot to get the CIA to cover the Watergate.
That's right.
And goddammit, it was never such a damn thing.
No, that's where the difficulty is.
And I don't know how we explain it, but, well, we will.
Yes, we will.
We can. Just hit it right on the nose.
Right.
Right.
I want Connolly to get with Schultz and Ash and...
Good. About the economy.
About the economy,
yeah.
There's some worrisome things on the horizon that it's essential that they really focus in on this.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, you mean the stock market? And...
Yes, and, you know, we had this earlier problem with DuPont and Perot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a very key thing, and Perot's getting nervous, so...
No, I see.
We've got to take a very, very hard look at Phase 3 in the light of the events and the impact of Watergate. We can't just
go
along in theoretical purity.
I know. Connolly is all for a very strong move.
Yeah.
The difficulty is that they can't get any of our economists to agree that it would be the right thing to do, but what the hell?
Well,
sometimes you do things for political reasons, even though they're not good economic reasons.
That's right.
And that's what I had already told Schultz et al. To get together for a meeting with me on, well, I had told them to be ready. Well, as a matter of fact, they're going to be ready Wednesday. You see, that damn it, Schultz is out of the country or traveling. These people are always taking too damn many trips, really. But basically, I think they're going to be ready Wednesday. And we just got to sit down and knuckle down this damn thing.
That's right. And I'm sure it's...
Connolly wants another move like Phase 1, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm not sure that we're not going to have to do this. We would, under any other circumstances, never do it.
Yeah.
But...
just do it in order to get the country to feel reassured, even though it may have a bad economic impact, because you need it for political purposes.
Exactly right, and you need this... It's a confidence problem up on the street.
became aware of it. And I hit Schultz on it hard, and we've got to hit Ash. The rest, as a matter of fact, might be a pretty good move to make.
I think so.
On your talk, got in a minute with regard to Henry, he said they thought they would now have a communique, you know?
Yes, he thinks there's a very good chance, and it will get us about 70% of what we could have hoped to get.
Well, a communique, of course, it'll just be words. I don't know. Does he think it will have some meaning?
Well, there'll be a ceasefire arrangement and a reinstitution of the ceasefire with the South Vietnamese, the Green, and the North Vietnamese.
Oh, good.
The only fuzzy area remains
Cambodia. Yeah. Well, that'd be quite an accomplishment, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would be most helpful.
Right. Your view on that would be to...
the other with that.
Yeah, I would think follow. I think rather than... I'd let Thursday be POW day.
That's right.
Have it there.
It would be, not before Friday.
I'd let this go about Friday.
Yes, and maybe even later over the weekend.
Friday or Saturday. Well, Friday is looking to Memorial Day. Okay.
Good. Sir.
Good. Well, I hope you're... Just hope you're in good fettle and ready for the battle, Al.
Very good. Very good.
I think we're on the point now where we've got to fight like hell. You know one thing that you've got to realize, too, in talking with Connolly, that he always talks in apocalyptic terms, you know. And on the other hand, he is a fighter. I mean, he isn't ready to throw in the towel, is he?
Oh, my God.
He isn't like...
He's just anxious to get going. Now, I quite frankly didn't talk to him substantively. I talked to Perot.
Oh, I see.
He called me.
Oh, Perot. Oh, yes.
And this fella could hurt us badly if he gets weak in the knees.
But what the hell? Why? What do we do for him?
Well, in the earlier period of the DuPont problem, he put some $5 million in.
Yeah.
And it subsequently built to $70
million. Yes.
And he's getting a run on it.
Yeah, but what's...
He's running short on cash.
But what's what the hell have we got to do with that? I mean, are we to blame?
No.
No, what I mean is
it's a phenomena that we cannot ignore. If DuPont went under because he pulled out, we'd have a real problem.
I get it, sure. I get it. Okay.
All right.
Well, save, keep trying. We can get this darned message thing. Is Price going to do the major writing, Al?
He is, but only as we check him every inch along the way.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, the main thing about this is to not make it, it's got to be matter-of-fact, positive, strong, non-apologetic, non-hand-wringing.
That's right.
Just whacking it right out, and non-defensive.
It cannot be defensive.
How does that, don't you agree?
Oh,
I think this has got to be a smashing, whack-out statement.
This is the way it has to be put together, and we talked about that to him repeatedly.
Right.
But we're going to have to see that it turns that way.
Right. Okay. Buzzard thinks maybe, according to Ron, that he can hold Walter's stuff to Wednesday, but he doesn't know. Maybe, huh?
Yeah, we think so.
Yeah. That'd be very good if he could.
Yeah, this is Stennis's assurance.
Well, we'll have to reassure them.
Yeah,
I actually think that when they hear me talk about the damn thing, I mean, except for Symington, they're all going to believe me on this, don't you think so?
Yes, I do.
And I say, for Christ's sakes, I mean, we were, our purpose was this, and this. It was not this, and this. And this was, you know what I mean, on that crazy, on the memorandum.
Exactly right.
Right. Okay.
All right, Mr. President.